Yes, Ned Land repeated, so long as we get out. I strolled for a little while from the lounge into the library. My companions kept their seats and didn't move. Soon I threw myself down on a couch and picked up a book, which my eyes skimmed mechanically. A quarter of an hour later, Conseil approached me, saying, "Is it deeply fascinating, this volume Master is reading?" "Tremendously fascinating," I replied. "I believe it. Master is reading his own book." "My own book?" Indeed, my hands were holding my own work on the great ocean depths. I hadn't even suspected. I closed the book and resumed my strolling. Ned and Conseil stood up to leave. "Stay here, my friends," I said, stopping them. "Let's stay together until we're out of this blind alley." "As Master wishes," Conseil replied. The hours passed. I often studied the instruments hanging on the lounge wall. The pressure gauge indicated that the Nautilus stayed at a constant depth of 300 meters. The compass, that it kept heading south. The log, that it was traveling at a speed of 20 miles per hour, an excessive speed in such a cramped area. But Captain Nemo knew that by this point there was no such thing as too fast, since minutes were now worth centuries. At 8:25, a second collision took place, this time astern. I grew pale. My companions came over. I clutched Conseil's hand. Our eyes questioned each other, and more directly than if our thoughts had been translated into words. Just then, Captain entered the lounge. I went to him. "Our path is barred to the south?" I asked him. "Yes, sir." "When it overturned, that iceberg closed off every exit. We're boxed in?" "Yes." End of chapter 15. Recorded by Michael Procopio, Long Beach, California, September 1st, 2006.